speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have another terror incident. This one has not been talked about by the mainstream media. This came out a couple of days ago. It was reported by CBN, but not by mainstream media. Six Christians murdered, 470 more flee a Muslim militia attack. This is not in Nigeria, where we've had over 6,000 black Christians killed by black Muslims. It is not racially based. It is religious and cultural. And this is in the Congo, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They said it was a four-hour attack. 470 people sent running for their lives, leaving all their possessions behind. The attackers are Ugandan Muslim rebels. This is an organization formed 24 years ago. They pretend to be security agents. As they approached the village, some of the teenagers spotted them, were suspicious, warned people. They began to flee, and then the ADF began firing indiscriminately at the villagers. The six Christians killed include three women and a nine-year-old child. But we don't have that covered by the mainstream media. That is not an atrocity. Only Muslims are victims, and yet it is the Muslims in most of the world that are creating most of the victims. We're going to have an update today as to what's going on in New Zealand. The narrative that is being used, as I said yesterday, to shut down the First Amendment even more than the Second Amendment. But there's also the agenda of turning Muslims into victims. So we're going to talk about that as well. And when we talk about the border, is that racist to talk about the border? We're told that by CNN all the time. Yet they found in discussions with pro-Trump Latinos, they're very surprised to hear a lot of Latinos who are here legally, people like Rolando Rodriguez, who lives a mile from the border. He knows what the situation is in McAllen, Texas. He said he wants a 2,600-mile border wall that is longer and taller. Another individual that they talked to said, well, we do have a lot of problems here with immigration, and I do support his stance for the wall. We have to understand that this is about defending innocent people. We have, as I've talked about every time we talk about this, we just had another incident of MS-13 killing an Hispanic youth and stabbing him 100 times, setting him on fire. We've seen this in Long Island, as I've mentioned many times. And the father in tears, who had come from El Salvador, the home of MS-13, said, I came here to escape this. Well, you can't escape it if we have an open border. The Latinos right now who are on the front line of this violence, but make no mistake about it, there will be people of every part of the community that it will spill into. There's a lot of innocent people that have nothing to do with the drug cartels are being killed in Mexico all the time. Gang on gang violence. And this kind of violence will move out of the Hispanic community. It will move to the general community at large. Already has in many cases. And we have to have a border. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says they have found $12.8 billion. They just found it. Well, that's not too hard to imagine when you have the size of a budget that we have at the Pentagon. They just had an increase, a record increase, and the increase is bigger than Russia's entire defense budget. And yet they've been pretending that they couldn't find any money there to protect our border. We have a Democrat Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island, on this issue. He wanted a list from the defense secretary saying, what are you going to do to get money to pay for the wall? And then he went through and said, oh, some military bases might be closed. He said, this is a slap in the face to our military that makes our border and country less secure. These military bases are not being used to protect our border. How are they making us more secure? That's what the Defense Department needs to do. It needs to defend this country. And that is the job of the president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to talk about mandates that affect both our liberty and our life. We're going to talk about some of your worst nightmares that are not that far away. The power, the dark power of some of the technology that's being developed. And we're going to talk about some of the politicians who are running for office. We've got Andrew Yang out there. I was going to talk about this yesterday. Had about 3,000 people show up to one of his rallies. This is a guy who is the darkest of dark horses in the Democrat Party. Yet he got 3,000 people show up to hear him talk. Why is that? Well, he's talking about universal basic income. Tucker Carlson has had him on, said, I'm really happy that you're talking about the problem. Yes, he's identified the problem, but he doesn't have the correct solution. I was disappointed that Tucker didn't talk to him about his solution. His solution is full-on communism. That's what universal basic income is. We need to stop pretending that it's some new idea. We have to understand that a lot of libertarian and conservative think tanks and economists have come on board because they work for big corporations concerned about the problem. And they will get behind communism just as we had the big banks getting behind communism in the Soviet Union. You know, it was the bankers, the central bankers, who gave Lenin $10 million in gold and sent him into Russia to start the communist revolution. Just because they are capitalists doesn't mean that they won't sell the rope that's used to hang us. To paraphrase, I think it was Lenin who said they'll sell the rope used to hang them. No, they'll sell the rope used to hang us. They're very concerned that automation is going to create what I have called a greater depression. Unemployment that'll be far greater than we saw during the Great Depression. I believe it will lead to a war as well. And so we have these twin situations, the provocation to break us into all these competing groups, and that's a part of the Democrat platform as well that's been embraced by all of the Democrat candidates, and that is this talk of reparations. And that's all it is talk. It's pure demagoguery. They want to create a race war. They want to create class warfare. They want to break us into all these different groups, each of these tribes that they want to break us into, with grievances against the other tribes, and there's no practical way that they can do this. And whenever they're pushed on the details, they always demur. Oh, well, we'll just have to talk about it. I just want to bring this up so we can talk about it. Yeah, it's virtue signaling to get them elected. Just like Beto vaccinating himself against white privilege by taking a little shot of white privilege. And which is basically, he's got a lot more than just being privileged by being white. There's a lot of white people I know that don't have a multi-billion dollar father-in-law to set them up in politics. That's his real privilege, his political privilege, his Democrat privilege. His ability to be able to go out and call himself Hispanic when he is 100% Irish and get away with that kind of hypocrisy. That's Beto's privilege, his media privilege. His money privilege, his big money privilege. But he inoculates himself against all that privilege by saying, oh, well, you know, I'm white. I hate myself for being white. So you don't have to hate me for being white because I already hate myself. So we're done. That's what the liberals and the universities and the political parties and the media are doing all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about Beto as well, but I do want to get into this UBI. He is selling this to the millennials who want to get their non-participation trophy and universal basic income for doing nothing. That's why I call it a non-participation trophy. They don't have to do anything to get a basic income. And it is very basic. It is like communism in the Soviet Union or Mao's China, where you get, you know, as I said, they pretend to pay us and we pretend to work. Well, you don't even have to pretend to work anymore under this. Everybody gets the same amount of income. Now tell me that's not communism, right? And so he's out there selling communism. They're also selling ways to rig the electoral system. President Trump called them out on that yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up. Good news is that the Senate, controlled by the GOP still, is saying that they're going to go nuclear on President Trump's picks. Well, what does that mean when they say they're going to go nuclear? All that means is that they're just going to say, we're not going to follow this self-imposed limitation of having to have 60 votes. We'll just go with 51, which is a simple majority. That's what's in the Constitution. All this stuff about cloture rules to stop a filibuster so they can have votes and so forth, that's not anything that they have to do. And whenever it's something that they want to get done, they say, well, we're just going to go nuclear with this. We're going to make it 51. In this particular instance, what they're going to do is go nuclear on President Trump's judicial picks because they have been stonewalling so much. The Democrats have been stonewalling. We can't get positions filled in the courts. So they're going to go nuclear with that. You know, we just recently had a right to life, you know, born alive bill that Mitch McConnell and the Senate refused to go nuclear on. There were 53 people in favor of saying you're not going to kill babies who are born alive. As Governor Ralph Northam in Virginia was saying, you know, after the baby's born, we'll set it over here on the table, then we'll talk to parents about whether or not they want to keep it. If they don't want to keep it, we'll kill it. You can't possibly pretend that has anything to do with women's health. Oh, but it's her mental health that we're focused on here. Now, I don't want her stressed with a baby that she doesn't want, so we'll kill it for her. So the Republicans came up with the Children Born Alive bill. 53 people, including some Democrats, voted for that, and yet Mitch McConnell pretended that they didn't have the votes. Now he's going to go nuclear for judicial picks. Well, I'm glad he's doing that. But as I said before, it shows the hypocrisy of the GOP establishment. They want that issue of abortion to remain. They don't want to solve even that part of it. They want that issue to survive for the election. And they don't care whether the babies survive. That's the reality, folks. The political issue must survive. That's going to be the thing that's going to get you to vote for them as opposed to a third party candidate or Democrat. And they don't want that issue to go away. So I'm glad they're doing that with the judges, but shame on Mitch McConnell and the GOP establishment for not going nuclear to protect babies born alive. President Trump has the president of Brazil visiting him. And I think the most interesting takeaway from this was the fact that President Trump said Brazil is the ideal launch location for U.S. rocket companies because they can launch from the equator, give them shorter flights because the Earth is a sphere, folks. It's not a pancake. They can launch from the equator, get shorter flights, and save money. So that may have some big implications for people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. I don't know. Are they going to be buying real estate in Brazil? We shall see. We've got Jeff Bezos with his Mars conference. Remember last year, and you can see the picture on the article from CNBC, the picture from last year, where he's walking along like some buff Bond villain. Sunglasses, bald head, and he's got a robot dog walking with him. This is a lot of posturing by Bezos and these other people. Blue Origin is his space company. As they said, he's hosting his super nerdy Mars conference again. And to give you an idea how nerdy this is, they have Mark Hamill of Star Wars fame holding forth about the use of companion robots, as if he ever knew anything about it or ever really had a companion robot. Come on, Star Wars is not real. Mark Hamill is not a Jedi Master. R2-D2 was a little midget. Why are they, I mean, this, what a total fraud to have him at this conference of technology. But coming up, we're going to talk about some real technology that is far more dangerous, far scarier than that, and much more real. Much more real. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the problems that are just down the road. It's not just universal basic income. And we're going to talk about Andrew Yang and his popularity and what is behind that. That is the issue, universal basic income. He's got some other weird ideas. He wants to prohibit male circumcision, too. This guy is off the charts. You should be very, very afraid when 3,000 people show up to hear this guy, Andrew Yang. That's what I was saying about democracy. Real democracy is a free market. Real democracy is persuasion on and you making the decisions out of your free will, not out of mandates, not having a choice once every few years to pick somebody who is then going to dictate every detail of your life to you. No, real freedom, real democracy is everybody having multiple choices in the marketplace, in the store, if you will. Every day, just think of it that way, and you get exactly what you pick. So you choose, you vote early, you vote often, just like the Democrat Party, and you get what you want, unlike these Republican politicians that we vote for and get. They tell us one thing, and then we get something completely different. You open up the box when you get home and goes, what? I voted for a Republican. I got a Democrat here. What's going on with this? I want my vote back. So we want to make sure that we have a society that is free as possible mandates. I've got a lot to talk about along those lines. The Democrats are out there talking about no fly, no buy rules for gun owners. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you own a gun, you have failed in terms of your social media credits as far as the Democrats are concerned. And so they're going to put all kinds of restrictions on you. They're going to put travel restrictions on you just like the Chinese communists do for the people they don't like, that they follow everywhere with creepy technology. But we have, coming towards us, we have a greater depression, which Andrew Yang was right to identify. He's not the only person who sees this coming, quite frankly. It's just not being talked about in the media. And it's one of the reasons this is a big disrupting thing that is going to be happening, and it's going to be happening within this next decade. I truly believe that. That is why they're preparing the smart cities for us. That's why they have put the deadline of 2030 in there for the smart cities. And they're working furiously on the technology to make that happen. You don't think that can happen? Look at how quickly things have changed in just the last 10 or 20 years. Not only politically, but with technology. It is possible for them to constrain our movement, to track us in every possible way, and that's what we're going to talk about here. And the reason they're doing this is because of the coming Greater Depression. As you have unemployment going from 30 to 50% in all industries, across all industries, and from the top to the bottom. A poll done in South Korea said they expect that fully 70% of the people who are doctors and lawyers would be replaceable by artificial intelligence within the next 10 to 12 years. So don't think that it can't happen to you, regardless of what you do for a living. And when you don't have a wage, what are you going to do? You're going to grab a pitchfork and torches and take to the streets? They want to keep you pacified. The way to do that is with universal basic income, full-on communism. Keep the people pacified. Don't worry. You don't need a job. We'll just give you money. Keep you pacified until you die off, because the birth rates are declining as well. And they've got things coming online that will, you know, the beauty of 5G for these people is that it will not only keep us pacified with our little phones, we can download HD movies in just a second, sit there and watch these movies, but it'll also soft kill us. It'll sterilize us. It'll increase the cancer rates and so forth. And it won't do that to everybody, of course. It wouldn't be very effective if it did it to everybody. We just have to raise the sterility rates. We have to drop the sperm counts. We have to increase the cancer rates. and they won't know what the cause is. Perfectly diabolical, isn't it? So as we look at this coming Greater Depression, we also understand that there is a concern about how this technology is being used to control people. See, I'm not anti-technology. I'm not a Luddite. I think the real solution is in finding some way to keep the technology out of the hands of just a couple of people or a couple of corporations or out of just the hands of the government. You know, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. He said, you got to be careful because not only are these people creating a defense industry for their own personal gain and bringing us up to the threshold of thermonuclear war for their own personal gain, because they're going to take care of themselves. They've got Raven Rock. They've got the underground caves. They're going to survive. Continuity of government, continuity of the big corporations that are feeding the government, working with them hand in hand. But you have to be concerned about the fact that the military-industrial complex is going to take over all research in the universities, and they have, for the most part. The government, not just the military part of the government, but government research has essentially taken over the universities as far as research goes. They're going to take over everything if we don't control this. They will control all the technology, and that technology will be used to control us. I think we have to find ways to keep them from vertically integrating. I think we have to find ways to keep them from becoming monopolies, to keep them from becoming to keep us from becoming renters. They are seeking to rent everything to us, to own everything, and we'll have to rent everything, whether it's a robot for your business, because you won't be able to compete with human workers, so you have to get a robot, but you have to rent that from Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or whatever their equivalents are in the future. And so we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. If we can have technology that is broadly based, then it will lift all boats, right? Everybody will be better off. But if the technology is in the hands of just a few people, it will control everybody. We've seen this before. It works the same way as money does as well. So the question is, what are we going to do about the coming wave of high-tech authoritarianism that is coming, not just the economic depression, but authoritarianism? That's going to be based on this technology. This is an article from Dollar Collapse. It's on Zero Hedge. He says one of history's hardest lessons is that collapsing financial systems will beget authoritarian politics. See, a big part of the collapsing system, yes, we are awash in debt globally. But then we also have this massive economic disruption that is coming because of technology. And then as those two factors combine to create a worldwide economic crisis, we will have authoritarian systems based on amazing control with technology that will come in and really lower the hammer on us. He says, following the script, rising debts will lead to wrenching political changes in nearly every country that holds free elections. Fascism and socialism are once again now being taken seriously by people who in normal times would inhabit the political center. Because we're coming up to a period, as Strauss and Howe, the guys who created the term millennial, they look at a generational cycle of history. We're at that juncture again, a fourth turning that happens every 70 to 80 years. That is why things like fascism and socialism or communism are now being talked about seriously by people that you would think would be rational. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshippers? Never. Infowarscore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist, who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next decade, as I said, we are facing a perfect storm. We have a demographic, generational sea change in attitudes that is converging with massive worldwide debt that is going to come due, create problems. Also, we have technology that is going to be creating a greater depression because of unemployment following massive automation with artificial intelligence and robotics. Finally, as all these problems come together, we have the technological ability to control the population in a way that we've never seen before. That is the perfect storm, folks. Many causes of massive structural change and unrest, a population that is ready for it. As I said, coming up to this fourth turning, we now have people seriously talking about fascism and about communism, primarily communism. There's not too many people out there that are really supporting fascism, except in the literal sense of the union between corporations and governments. When you look at the censorship that is happening on the internet, this is happening, this is pure fascism. This is an alliance between the state and corporations here in the United States. In other countries, they do it with direct action. You see that happening in New Zealand. You see it happening in the UK. You see it happening in China and elsewhere. They just come in and say, you're not going to say this or that. And if you refer to somebody by the incorrect pronoun and they describe themselves as transgender and you refer to them as the incorrect pronoun, you will get a visit by the police. You will be arrested by the police. This is happening now yet again in the UK. Not a theory. It's already happening. It's already in place. Here in the United States, though, they have this troublesome thing in the Constitution that they swore to uphold, the Constitution that gives them their authority. They have this troublesome thing called the First Amendment. So they have to do it indirectly. They use their corporate partners. It's a public-private partnership. It's fascism in order to impose this on us. And the worst part about it is the fascism of the technology that is coming. Because when we look at what's happening in China, understand that that social credit tyranny that is being enacted there as a beta test in China, as we've said, that is being developed by American companies like Google and so forth. That's the big difference this time around. We've had these types of fourth turnings in the past. We had the Great Depression in World War II about 80 years ago. That's why we're due for this again. About 80 years prior to that, we had the Civil War. That was a restructuring of society. That wasn't really about slavery. Hate to break this to the Democrats. It really wasn't about slavery. It was happening all across the globe. You had what were previously regional power centers, and most of the power being in the hands of the agrarian landowners. There was a massive change that was undergoing at that point in time because of the Industrial Revolution. You had societies that were changing from an agrarian-based society to an industrial-based society. And those industrial factors wanted greater consolidation. They created nation states. Italy had a civil war at exactly the same time as the U.S. had a civil war. The issue there was industrial power versus agrarian power. And there were no slaves in the agrarian side. That is the bigger picture. It was one about protectionism versus open trade. Again, the industrial side wanted open trade instead of protectionism. So, the other way around. The agrarians wanted open trade rather than protectionism. So you had this consolidation of nation states. You had wars many times. You had power struggles many times that devolved into civil wars. At the same time, it was happening here. This is a ongoing pattern. And again, in our own history, 80 years before that, it was the Revolutionary War. But there's one big difference this time around, says dollar collapse. This time around, the advanced state of technology that can be used by the government, by that state, to control us. In the past, when governments were trying to tap down dissent, they were limited to blunt instrument policies like curfews or phone taps or shutting down the press. Today, Big Brother can do it in many more ways, as we're going to see. In many cases, they will use the coming financial political emergency as an excuse to put the Orwellian boot on your neck. So we already see this in China. Anybody that departs from normal behavior, you don't even move. 23 million people can't even get on the government-run public transportation system. That's why they want government-run transportation systems, obviously. That's why they want to force you into the cities. They don't want you to have a private car. And if you have a private car, you're going to be banned from getting into the cities. And they're going to put most of the jobs in the cities and so forth. The Egyptian government, for example, plans to relocate from Cairo later this year to a still unnamed new capital that will have, as the project spokesman put it, cameras and sensors everywhere and a command center to control the entire city. This is one of the reasons why Uber talks about their command center as the God view. They can map out where everybody is at any given time. Yeah, that God view is something that all these governments aspire to. The Chinese are working on it. The Egyptians are working on it. Moscow's already got 5,000 cameras installed with facial recognition technology to match the faces of people just like they do in China. It's happening here in the United States. London is, they're probably playing catch up to London. And with this, the new technology will allow them to micro-target. This is something they've never been able to do before. Go after a particular individual. Find out what their psychological profile is and target them directly with propaganda or target them with punishments, for example, but also with propaganda, specifically craft messages for them. This is why Facebook and Google are so intricately tied in with the Atlantic Council, with the military industrial complex, with NATO, with DARPA, with NSA. That's why the people that were on the tech boards, that's why they started populating the venture capital boards that were funding these tech startups in the late 1990s as the internet that they'd always designed as a psychological tool of control was becoming practical. They wanted to make sure that they picked the companies that would work with them in a partnership. That's the fascism, folks. The fascism, we're having a, you have fascism and socialism on one side. They're not two opposites of each other. You have to understand, Hitler, the prototypical fascist, considered himself to be a socialist, and he was. He just didn't want to break that partnership too early. That was going to be the final stage. He wanted those corporate partners who knew how to make the trains run on time, knew how to make the Zyklon B. And that's the real danger that we've got here, is the efficiency of the private corporations combined with fascism. Forget about the nationality stuff. That was a beard both by Hitler and by Stalin, saying, well, we're not fascist, we're not nationalists. That makes us good guys. And that's what a lot of people bought into that. Private firms are developing AI that can automate this and micro-targeting for the entire population. That's the other part of this. It is extensible because of the technology. The bots can emulate human posters. You will not be able to distinguish the bots from humans online. You will not be able to distinguish faked videos, the deep fakes that we talk about, creating images, voices, videos, indistinguishable from the real thing, just like the commentator, the bot commentators. They'll be able to do AI profiling of people. I've talked about this for like the fastest growing segment of the intelligence community. And it began again in the late 1990s as they were creating these tech companies, as the internet became practical because of the switching technology, the bandwidth, and so forth. They created geospatial intelligence. That was where James Clapper hung out, the liar, all this time. Activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, anticipatory intelligence. That is the purpose of all of this. And then, of course, it all comes together in the smart cities, where you merge with the Internet of Things. You're just one of more of the things that they control and monitor. And we'll talk about how that goes all the way down, not only from the apps that the FBI is putting on phones now, but all the way down to literal mind reading. We'll be right back.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Before we continue as to where this is going with technology, before we talk about the mind-reading ability that has just been unveiled yet again, because we've had a brain project, a brainchild, if you will, of DARPA and their scientists. It's been funded to the tune of $200 million by the Obama administration. Every country has got brain projects. DARPA is out there saying, we've got to be able to read people's brains and understand what they're thinking, and we want to be able to selectively get rid of individual memories. That's what they're working on. And then implant nice, happy memories. And we're doing this as part of the, advanced research for weapons. That's what DARPA is. Defense Advanced Research Project. This is to help, what can we call that? Oh, it's going to be helping soldiers. Yes, soldiers who have PTSD. That's why we need to go in, erase memories, and implant false ones for people. It's to help people with PTSD. Well, that'd be great. We're also going to be helping little old ladies to cross the street. And then we'll be creating an Orwellian dystopian technocracy that is worse than anybody could imagine in any science fiction film as well. That'll be the other side effect of that. Before we get back to that and talk about that specifically, I just want to tell you about some of the products that we sell at InfoWars Store. We've got a mega sale that is going on right now. Free shipping store-wide, all InfoWars Life supplements 50% off. That's things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammation product, turmeric and other natural ingredients to fight inflammation of joints, organs, so forth. Bod Ease is what we call it, 50% off. Alpha Power, Super Blue products, those are the products that have nano silver to fight bacteria and virus. That's our toothpaste, our mouthwash, our topical salve, all those products, the Super Blue products. Again, all InfoWars Life supplements, including the Super Blue products, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is 50% off. That is a very expensive product to produce. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, vitamin mineral fusion drink, 50% off. All InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off, free shipping store-wide, and we double the Patriot points on all purchases, so you'll get even more discounts in the future. We really do need your support, your continuing support. We do appreciate you being our sponsors, because that's exactly how this works. You are our direct sponsors. We don't have corporate sponsors here. All right, let's talk about where this is headed, and actually where it already is. We've already got the FBI offering new fitness apps. You can get your FBI app, and it's going to help you with your fitness, and it'll spy on you as well. It spies on your location. It downloads your stored information. And remember, we had James Clapper and Michael Hayes. We're just looking at the metadata. And folks, that's the most dangerous thing that they can have, because the metadata can be fed into the AI algorithms and analyzed far more easily at this point than they could analyze your speech or your text. By being able to look at your metadata, seeing where you go, seeing who you see, they're able to predict your movements better than you can. And as we're going to see, they can read your thoughts better than you can as well. In February, the FBI started offering a new fitness app that will, quote, take you to the next level. What they didn't tell you is that the new FBI app will spy on your location, download your stored information. If you get into the details of FBI fit test, you know, because we all want to be just like Efren Zimbalist Jr. Well, he was an actor. You know, the real, maybe this FBI fitness test will make you look more like J. Edgar Hoover. Keep that in mind so you're not tempted to download this. Do you really want to look like J. Edgar Hoover? It will request access to your location. It'll access your precise location, GPS and network-based. It'll access your approximate location, which is network-based. It will read the contents of your USB storage. It will modify or delete contents from your USB storage in your phone. It will have full access to the network. It will view network connections. It will control your vibration. We are in control of the horizontal. We are in control of the vertical, and we can even vibrate you. They'll prevent your phone from sleeping, because they want to be able to listen and monitor to you all the time, right? It'll view your Wi-Fi connections. It'll receive data from the internet, and it will read Google service configuration. So make sure you don't go out and get that FBI app on your phone. You got to really be asleep to put an app from the FBI on there. The Department of Homeland Security, of course, this came out about a week or so ago, talking about how they're going to be rolling out facial recognition scanners. So it's not just China. It's not just Putin. And it's not London either. They're going to have facial recognition scanners, because they are going to be controlling your movement. And it is the Transportation Security Administration. They're going to choke off transportation. That's how they get security, by controlling you. Homeland Security. Why don't we just call it Der Fatherland Security? I wish they'd been more honest about that. You know, Homeland. You know. Because I guess they picked that term because we don't like mothers and fathers anymore. Those are obsolete terms. They're so sexist and genderish, I guess. Is that a word? I guess it is. Cisgender. You know, we don't like mother and father. So let's call it Homeland. Homeland. No, it is a fascist system. It is a fascist agency put in by the same people who staged 9/11, who used it to overthrow our government, our Constitution. We had a coup of the government with the CIA, and then the CIA overthrew the Constitution once and for all, had us begging them to overthrow the Constitution after 9/11. They're rushing to implement a March 2017 executive order. Well, you know, issued by President Trump. They're not really rushing that much. It's now 2 years. And it's a shame that President Trump is mandating the use of facial recognition to identify 100% of all international passengers. See, that's the other issue. You manufacture a crisis at the border. Why? What causes this massive migration of people? They're drawn in by our welfare state. The welfare state that we don't have any constitutional authority for here in the United States. And that was by design. Again, Cloward and Piven said, wait, we need to collapse the United States so we can establish our socialist utopia. So let's encourage everybody to get on welfare. Well, they didn't do it. So they said in the mid-2000s, let's encourage foreigners to come here. And that's why you see the entire, complete 180 of the entire roster of Democrats. We've played for you the clips from 10, 15 years ago, just before the switch. You can hear Obama. You can hear Hillary. You can hear Dianne Feinstein, all these people, like, well, you got to control our border. You know, we can't just have everybody coming here. And then they got the memo. Oh, no, we want everybody coming here because that will collapse the country's economy, and then we can establish our socialist welfare state. So it's the welfare states that the big magnet, and then the pull is the war on drugs. And both of these things, the massive migration of people, as well as the war on drugs, are coming from the United Nations. And they've got us begging to turn the United States into a prison. With a wall, with scanners to be employed at all of the points of entry and so forth. And we are literally begging for this police state, and we're getting it. We're going to get it really good and hard. But they present it as surveillance capitalism. See, it's capitalism that's evil. I would say it's surveillance socialism. You ever seen that? No, you haven't seen that term, have you? You haven't seen it called surveillance socialism. You haven't seen it called Silicon fascism, have you? Silicon Valley fascism. You could call it surveillance fascism or surveillance socialism. No, they call it surveillance capitalism. And again, I draw a distinction between capitalism and free markets, but they don't. Just understand they're trying to demonize your choice. They don't want anything that involves any input from you in your decisions, even to the extent where you have Tim Berners-Lee, the guy who put the World Wide Web over DARPA's internet. And he's saying we've created perverse incentives now. Well, it always had perverse incentives. It was always set up as a control tactic. But you can see where he's coming from. He's not concerned about abuses of the government. It's just abuses of the corporations. You know, your personal data, they should not be able to sell for money. That is a right. And we don't want the browser keeping track of this stuff like Amazon does. But he's not talking about the government. Hey, that's the fallacy that's here. As I said before, you have the libertarians and the conservatives who think that government can do no right and corporations can do no wrong. And the socialists and the liberals, like Tim Berners-Lee, are on the other side of this. They think government can do no wrong, but corporations can do no right. The truth is that they both can be wrong. And when they ally together, which is what's going on right now, that is the worst scenario. And so then that brings us to mind reading, and we're just about out of time in this segment. The reality of mind reading. Neuroscientists can predict your choices 11 seconds before you make up your mind. How's that for mind reading? Not only being able to read your mind, but being able to do it before you even have formed the thoughts. Now that is truly creepy. And that is truly dangerous, folks. And DARPA, as they're doing these experiments, they said the real challenge for us is to be able to do this wirelessly. You know, because it's so... it's such a giveaway when they stick the probes in the back of your head. So they got other ways of working on that as well. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, when we look at the unsealed warrants that were just used, they called them sneak and peek, to bust high-profile people at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in a prostitution ring. It was sneak and peek. They had police go out there, and they're not saying how they tricked the women to leave so they could sneak in and put cameras and monitoring devices in there. Now, they didn't have a search warrant for that. They did get a search warrant after that. Very much like what you see happening, the news coming out today about Michael Cohen, saying that they used the secretive triggerfish tracking device. Well, that's another name for Stingray. Stingray's been around for years. Now they've got a new name for it because everybody is getting familiar with Stingray. So let's call it something different. Triggerfish, all coming from Harris Semiconductor. And years ago, I talked about a case where they were doing dragnet surveillance of people. And they happened to get some information that they thought was suspicious about this one individual. And they used that with parallel construction then to get a search warrant for him. And when they went before the judge said, well, wait a minute. Did you get a search warrant for this guy before you did the search? Oh, we just happened to know about it. Well, how did you know about that? How did you know to ask for a search warrant for this? That's suspicious. Well, judge, we can't tell you. We have a non-disclosure agreement with Harris. And he said, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. You either tell me how you got that information, if you followed the law, or I'm going to throw this out. And so they huddle together and talk with each other and say, never mind, we'll just go. They refused to tell that judge about the Stingray issue. Now, it came out eventually what was going on with that. But that is the private public partnership of fascism and control at work right there, folks. Their non-disclosure agreement, that corporation, took precedent over the judge. And they don't care about the law. They'll do searches without a warrant. And that's apparently what they did with Michael Cohen as well. I'm not defending Michael Cohen. I'm just saying that if the most dangerous situation that we can have is when we allow the government to do whatever wishes, to give them a blank check, because there's some bad people out there. You know, we got burglars out there. We got people like Michael Cohen out there. And we're just going to let the government do whatever it wants. We can forget about, shred the Constitution. No, the Constitution was there to protect innocent people. Sometimes it protects criminals. But the most dangerous situation we could have is when the government begins to act like criminals. That's the problem that's come to us with the war on drugs. That's the problem that we have with dragnet surveillance. That's the problem that we have with civil asset forfeiture, that fiction where they can charge inanimate objects with crimes for the express purpose of stealing your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone convicting you with a crime. When the government becomes criminals, that is the worst possible scenario. Yeah, we don't want to see criminals getting away with things like Michael Cohen or that burglar in that particular case. But it's even worse when the government becomes criminals. When the government turns into the East German Stasi or Stalin's secret police. So the FBI wanted Michael Cohen's cell phones, but they didn't know where they were. He had moved into a hotel while they were renovating their apartment. So they used this surveillance technology, Stingray, Triggerfish, which allows them to mimic cell phone towers to locate a phone's device. So they were able to find that. And then they go get a warrant. And then they took his phone, his iPad, and were able to get all these documents from him. But the other part of this is that it doesn't just allow them to get Michael Cohen stuff. It allows them to get everybody that's on those cell phone towers, all of their information. You see the problem with that? Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, they're looking at all of us, and they're going to look at us in great detail. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this mind-reading story that the neuroscientists have when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. This kind of reminds me of the scene, the funny scene that begins Ghostbusters, where you have Murray sitting there asking the question to this guy. He's got a guy and a very attractive girl. And asking the question, you know, what card am I holding up? And even when the guy gets it right, he gives him an electric shock. Even when the girl gets it wrong, is, you're just amazing. You're just absolutely amazing. I'm going to have to, but, this is real, folks. This is, the ability to be able to read your mind. Neuroscientists can predict your choices 11 seconds before you make them. They say researchers at the Future Minds Lab, this is in Australia, it's the UNSW School of Psychology in Australia, were able to predict basic choices participants made before the participants had consciously made those decisions. For the experiment, what they did was they took 14 participants. They let them choose between two visual patterns, one with red horizontal stripes, another one with green vertical stripes, before they consciously imagined them while being observed in a magnetic resonance imaging machine that was looking at what was going on in their mind. So what they could see is they could see the electrical activity in their mind through that magnetic resonance image, the MRI machine. So they were given a maximum of 20 seconds to choose between the patterns. And then once they'd made a decision, they pressed a button and they had 10 seconds where they asked them to visualize the pattern as hard as they could. Next, they were asked, what did you imagine? And how vivid was it? And then they answered those questions by pushing buttons. Now they were able, the scientists were able to predict which pattern the people would choose before their thoughts even became conscious. Not only could the researchers predict which pattern they would choose, they could also predict how strongly the participants were going to rate their visualizations. The researchers were successful at making above-chance predictions of the participants' volitional choices at an average of 11 seconds before their thoughts became conscious. So when they looked at that, they said, well, we think what we're seeing here is we've got a choice between two or more options of what to think about. We've got non-conscious traces of the thoughts that are already there, a bit like unconscious hallucinations. And this is not the first time that we've had studies that show that they can predict our thoughts before we have them. And again, this is in over and above the anticipatory intelligence that law enforcement agencies, that the military have been using, working on for quite some time. Looking at your metadata, you've probably seen the articles about how Google can predict where and when you're going to go places. You know, are you going to go out to eat? Or are you going to go home, going to go to work, and go this or that, just from a history of your metadata, just from looking at your social media, the people that you know, profiling you and looking at your patterns, they can predict your movements and your behavior. But this is far more detailed. There's previous research about this, reports Quartz. They said, as researchers note, similar techniques have been able to predict motor decisions 7 to 10 seconds before they're actually conscious, and abstract decisions up to 4 seconds before they are conscious. The big issue for these people, again, is not whether or not they can do this, but can they make this surreptitious? Can they do it wirelessly? You know, they want to be able to scan your physical brain in the same way that they can scrape your social media data off of the public access. You put it up there willingly. And, of course, we're getting to a point where they're going to blanket all of the cities that they confine us to with very, very high bandwidth information that if that is not being used to affect us in a physical way, it will be used to transmit the data that is sensed in other ways, be able to transmit that back to people for control purposes. This could benefit people with certain disorders, but then the question is, at what cost? Just like we're talking about the fact that DARPA says, well, you know, we want to be able to change memories, delete some, implant false memories for people just to help people suffering from PTSD. Here's a way that you help people with PTSD. You don't get people involved in useless, endless wars for regime change. And then they don't get PTSD in the first place. Well, we're not going to stop that. That's right. We're not going to stop that. Instead, we will use that as a pretense to do something else that is even perhaps worse in the long term. It has a potential for abuse and manipulation if it falls into the hands of the wrong people. Well, who would that be? That would be people like maybe James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden. It'd be institutions like the NSA, the CIA, Homeland Security, the FBI. You want those people to have that kind of power over your life, over your children's life, over your grandchildren's life? Facebook, I just reported this last week. Everybody was taken back at Harvard Law School when they were talking to Zuckerberg back in February. It was Wired Magazine. They said, yeah, he's holding forth and talking about how humble they are and how they're just providing they're going to be moving from this public square model to we're going to help you with your private conversations with people. And then they said Zuckerberg got kind of a weird look on his face and started talking about being able to read people's minds. And then they were all really taken back. And it's like, oh, yeah, I could read people's minds. Well, exactly. It's across the spectrum here. The guy who was the Harvard Law professor who had organized the forum said that has staggering implications for the Fifth Amendment. And yes, it does. And then Zuckerberg kind of, at that point, realized that he had started monologuing like a supervillain. And he came back and he said, well, presumably, this would be something that someone would choose as a product. No, you are the product. You have always been the product with Facebook. Yeah, who is the government? Who is the customer, rather? The customer is government. This is the dystopian nightmare that they have for us. And it is not just your digital DNA that they're after. And it is not just reading your mind. The FBI is out there scraping up actual DNA data from people from various private sources. Family Tree DNA confirmed that it was working with the FBI to allow local law enforcement access to its genealogy database. They have millions of people's DNA in their database already, and they're just going to turn it over to the FBI. Now, Family Tree DNA came back and said, well, in order for the FBI to obtain any additional information, they would have to provide a valid court order, such as a subpoena or a search warrant. Yeah, just like the FISA court, right? You know, we have the FISA laws and the court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Why do we have that? Because as soon as the FBI and the NSA were created in the aftermath of World War II, and of course the NSA was created by executive order by President Truman, as soon as they were created, they started spying on Americans. just like the FBI always spied on Americans. You know, Harry Truman said, the FBI is trending toward a Gestapo, and we don't want that here in America. And yet, he put together an executive order to create the NSA, which has become, as William Binney, who was the former global technical head of the NSA for decades and blew the whistle on their illegal, unconstitutional dragnet spying on American citizens post 9/11. William Binney, who spent decades watching the actual Stasi, which is as close as you can get to the Gestapo after Hitler was gone. He spent decades watching the Stasi. And he's said in interviews that I've had with him, he said, we're already there. We're worse than the Stasi ever was because we have this leverage of modern technology. That's what William Binney said. And so as they began spying on Americans in the 1960s, you had the Frank Church hearings. You had the Pike hearings where the NSA refused to even show him the executive order that created them. And folks, if you think that they are not going to turn this stuff around and spy on it, just like they turned the FISA around, you think that the courts are going to do what Family Tree DNA said? Oh, well, they've got to have a search warrant. No, they don't. Any private information that you give to a corporation, just like your cell phone, they pretend that private corporation owns it. You don't own it. They can turn it over without a warrant.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the dark dystopian future that will be ushered in as we have these technological issues creating massive disruption. It's not just your digital DNA. It's not just the FBI looking at your DNA, but it's also their ability to change your DNA. We've got a couple of articles that have come out just in the last couple of days talking about how cheap it has become to experiment on DNA using CRISPR technology. Again, that is something, you know, we've got a, there's an article on the Drudge Report earlier today saying, science does not negate God or something to that effect. One guy who was a scientist said, you know, as we look at these questions in science, as we investigate things, it still doesn't, we always get to a point where we have to stop, where we don't have an answer, that we cannot truly find the answer to that. And I think one of these things is illustrated by DNA and by CRISPR technology itself. Where did they get this? Well, they got this by taking it from microbes. They found that the microbes were able to, if they were going to survive an attack from a virus, they would make a copy of that virus and they would save it in their library. And then if they encountered that virus again, they would know how to fight it. That's the basis of CRISPR technology. Now, where did all of that functionality that's just in a microbe, where did that come from? What kind of intelligence is required for that? Because in the end run, folks, you have physical structures that have to be organized. There's an intelligence behind that. That is the ultimate question that the scientists don't have an answer to. But when we look at this, and the effect that this is going to have on our world here. They said that they found, going back to the 1980s, they found a stretch of DNA. It was a palindrome. It'd read the same going back and forth, and then it would have this area that they didn't know what it was for. They just called it junk DNA. That's why I'm saying when they sequenced the DNA, and they said, well, you know, we've sequenced the genome, the human genome, and there's a lot of junk DNA. It's like, no, there's a lot of stuff you don't have any idea what it is. You're calling it junk DNA. It's not junk DNA. It's there for a purpose. They did find out what the purpose was in this microbe. They said the junk DNA was where it would store this information. Now, the problem with CRISPR is that even though it has allowed them to do gene editing much more quickly, much more cheaply than they were ever able to do before, we now have this ethical issue, as we saw with the Chinese researcher last November. Did the first gene-edited babies. And when you edit the genes of an embryo, then you are essentially making a seed change to it. There's so few cells that you can change all the cells, and now you have completely changed the organism, and those changes will be passed on to its descendants. So you've altered the human genome, and you've altered all of that human's descendants at the same time. Very different from the kinds of medical interventions that we've seen done to adults. You go in and you can make a change, and that might be just a temporary change. In other words, they've gone in and been able to make genetic changes into monkeys to enhance their ability to see color. But that eventually fades because it's a limited number of cells. As those cells die and are replaced, the organism itself is generating the patterns, the DNA patterns. So those disappear. But if you do it to an embryo, to a child, then those changes are throughout the organism and they're passed on to subsequent generations. That's why if you make a mistake, that's a big deal. And that's why they said it is unethical to do that to embryos. That's why even in China, this guy disappeared, was arrested for having done that, even in China. And the real potential for that is the fact that they don't, it's not a foolproof method. Some of the people who were using this for genetic modification of cattle, for example, have said, well, you know, CRISPR is not the scalpel that we've told everybody that it is. It's really kind of more like a chainsaw. And we've found in multiple instances that when we make cuts and changes at that spot, that it propagates further down in unanticipated, unexpected ways. You have unexpected consequences with that. And so what's going to happen when you have sequenced the human genome and you've got a lot of what you think is junk DNA, you've got an imprecise editing mechanism that can make other changes that were unanticipated. So you don't even understand the problem fully. And then you're going to make these other changes further down. But it's okay because now it is cheap and fast and we can do a lot of it. Get even more of it. It's kind of like the old axiom. Well, we're losing money on every transaction, but the good news is volume is going way up. That's what's happening with technology. We don't really know what the consequences are with this. We haven't really thought through any of the ethical or legal issues involved, but it's rapidly increasing and getting cheaper to use. So this one guy is saying, well, you know, back in 2006, we had machines that could decode a full human genome for about $300,000. Then within 8 years, in 2014, it fell from $300,000 to $1,000. More than two orders of magnitude. And now they're saying, well, pretty soon we're going to be able to get down to $100. And you got people that are going to be modifying genomes and stuff, CRISPR, in their garages. What is the downside of that? You know, where are the ethical, legal constraints on that? What are they going to do that are going to be propagated down further along the chain? And then you have the black market issue that is addressed in the science fiction book by Daniel Suarez, Change Agent. A brilliant book. And he begins in the introduction by laying out some people who are going to a black market genetic modification for their baby. The woman is pregnant. And it was really masterful the way he set it up. The husband wants to do this, but the woman's got misgivings. And so you explain it to the audience. You've got the scientist. Well, he's essentially a mafia front guy. And he's explaining to them how this thing is going to work. The reality is it's a black market because it's not a precise science. But he puts pressure on them. He goes, well, you know, we can make this kind of a change. We can give them super athletic ability, or we can give them super longevity and health, or we can give them, for this fee, we can increase their intelligence. And these are all different packages that they offer. If you got enough money, you can do all of them, right? It's like, well, I don't know. There might be some, no, we're fine. It's perfect. We've been doing this for years. We've got it, down to an exact science. And if you don't do this, your child will be competing with all the other children who do this. It's the same argument that we have for the runaway military technology, but brought down to the level of a family decision. And that's really where this is going to happen. Even if we put legal restrictions on this, there's going to be a burgeoning black market in it. But we have a new survey coming out in Europe where fully 25% of Europeans would prefer to have artificial intelligence instead of politicians rule over them. This kind of mindless addiction to technology, we are turning into the Eloy, talked about by H.G. Wells in The Time Machine. We are turning into the Eloy voluntarily at a faster rate than anybody could ever believe. Yeah, we don't get what we want. We vote for the politicians and stuff. But we want the government to solve all of our problems. So let's just have robots in the government positions. No, let's have a free market.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the supplements, a bunch of other great deals as well, double Patriot points instead of 5% on each order. Towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto-ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarStore.com. Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we had the admission scandal last week. Now we've moved on, as we always do. We got these short news cycles. But there's another admission scandal that is brewing. And this one is not at Harvard. This one is at the Electoral College. And it's Democrats trying to rig the system to get in. That's really what we've got going on here, folks. As President Trump pointed out, the Democrats are getting very strange. He said they now want to change the voting age to 16. They want to abolish the Electoral College. They want to increase significantly the number of Supreme Court justices. He says, actually, you need to win at the ballot box. Well, they had a problem. They lost a lot of elections. They lost a lot of seats across the country at every level in the wake of Barack Obama. They lost over 1,000 seats. North Carolina was a good example. After voting for Barack Obama in 2008, the state that I was living in 2010 had voters' remorse, and they voted in Republicans everywhere, including the state legislature, which went Republican majority for the first time since Reconstruction. The only thing that didn't change was the House of Representatives because of gerrymandering. And so then the Democrats came in and said, well, you know, because we're losing at the election box, we've got to change the gerrymandering thing. Because 2010 was a census year, and they used the census to not only apportion representation, and that's an important point we're going to get to here about the Electoral College. You know, we got Chuck Schumer out there saying, it's going to be really hard for us to get the Senate because, you know, all these little states get two people to go to the Senate. Well, Chuck, it's called the House of Representatives. That's what we call the Congress because that's the purpose of the House of Representatives. The purpose of the Senate was to give a power base to the states as a check on the centralized control of the federal government that the founders are so worried about, rightfully worried about, because that's what has happened. After we had direct election of senators instead of them being appointed by the states, that's been one of the many things that has led to the consolidation of power in Washington. But when you look at what happened in North Carolina, that 2010 election, they had control of the House there at the state level. They were able to redraw the district boundaries. And even though no congressional elections changed, even though the Republicans swept every office throughout the state, nothing changed with congressional offices because of gerrymandering until the Republicans changed the districts. And, of course, the Democrats have been doing that all along. They cried foul when the Republicans did what they had been doing all along and then went to the courts because that's what that's the only place that they can really win. That's why they want to pack the Supreme Court. And no, they don't actually have to win at the ballot box if they can pack the Supreme Court, if they can pack the federal judges, because the federal judges are all acting as if they are a single Supreme Court. They can, one federal judge, and we've seen this happen how many times, can countermand President Trump's constitutional authority and stop any policy that he's got. And President Trump, unfortunately, still pays attention to that. You know, Barack Obama did not. When you had Barack Obama stealing money for Obamacare that was not funded by Congress, Congress sued him. They won in court. The judge said, you can't do that. And he said, well, I'm going to appeal it, and I'm going to continue doing it in the meantime. And President Trump's Justice Department is still continuing that appeal. They're still stealing money for Obamacare subsidies without congressional authorization. So hopefully President Trump is absolutely right about what he said. Now, one person tweeted back to him and repeated a tweet that President Trump had going back to 2012, where President Trump said the Electoral College is a disaster for democracy. No, it isn't. Hopefully he's learned his lesson now. And I want you to understand what the Electoral College is, because Beto O'Rourke clearly doesn't. Let's play the clip of Beto O'Rourke. He says, I think that Elizabeth Warren has a lot of wisdom when she talks about abolishing the Electoral College. Let's play the clip.
Getting rid of the Electoral College. Is that an idea with your support?
I think there's a lot to that, because you had an election in 2016 where the loser got 3 million more votes than the victor. It puts some states out of play altogether. They don't feel like their votes really count. So if we really want every person to vote and give them every reason to vote, we got to make sure their votes count and go to the candidate of their choosing. So I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And it's something we talked about on the campaign trail in Texas in that last Senate race.
Yeah, we didn't get the results that we wanted. We didn't get Hillary Clinton. So I think there's a lot of wisdom in that because, as he said, it puts some states out of play altogether. The people feel like their votes really don't count. Well, that's precisely why we have the Electoral College, Beto. You've got this exactly upside down and backwards. You have the Electoral College so that votes get counted in certain areas. You know, one person who understands this is Andrew Yang, surprisingly. Again, he understands problems. He doesn't always get the solutions correct. I think well, we're going to talk about what he's saying about universal basic income. He understands the problem, but universal basic income is not the solution. But Andrew Yang, talking about this, he said the problem with deciding presidential elections via popular vote is that the candidates would naturally campaign in urban areas with big media markets, and their policies would follow suit. Better to have proportional electoral college votes in each state so that you campaign everywhere. That's what the founders realized. And quite frankly, when you look at this on a state-by-state basis, I've said this many times, you have the big population centers. Take Virginia, for example. Virginia is going back and forth, Democrats and Republicans. It's been leaning more towards Democrats lately because you have so many government employees in the Washington, D.C. area and the Virginia Beach area. And those two urban centers wipe out the statewide votes of the rest of the people who live in the rural areas of Virginia. Now, if we were to have a national election that was simply popular vote, you would have the people in New York, Chicago, and L.A. deciding who the president is every single time. That'd be the only place that the president campaigned, just as Andrew Yang has said, as I've said many times. And furthermore, many of us have proof that you had the votes padded in these corrupt urban centers as well. Chicago is famous for that. I mean, just go back to the Kennedy-Nixon election, the first one, you know, that JFK won. The corruption in the big cities with elections is legendary and ongoing. And so not only do they have a big population center, but they are going to be stuffing the ballots. I believe that's what happened with Hillary Clinton. And we've offered proof of that in the past. Now, they disagree with that. I think that is there is conclusive evidence that that happened. But you're going to have, even if that didn't happen, they would dominate it. But they'll dominate it even more because they will pad the popular vote. And so by having the representation of the Electoral College, it is not only a check against the entire country being dominated by a couple of urban areas, but it's also a check on corruption. Now, as Andrew Yang was saying that, you had a former ESPN host, who evidently is an expert on the Constitution and American history, pushing back on that, saying, nah, people who live in cities truly represent the diversity of America, and they should set the course. The Electoral College is outdated. It was there to preserve slavery. We need to move on. No, you need to educate yourself, Jamel Hill. Just because you were a sports commentator doesn't mean you know anything about history. As a matter of fact, as Breitbart pointed out, if you go back and look at the Three-Fifths Compromise, where they said slaves only count as three-fifths for the purpose of the census, what was the purpose of the census? It was to proportion the representation that people had. So instead of supporting slavery, it actually took away representation from the slave states by putting the Electoral College there and saying that the slaves that were there were not going to count towards representation. That's why you have the Democrats saying, we want that citizenship question taken off of the census. The only legitimate purpose of the census under the Constitution is to proportion the representation. And they want foreign citizens, citizens of other countries, to be counted so that California and other sanctuary states get more representation.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the clever schemes that are being created by the Democrats to overthrow the foundations of this country. All the foundations need to be demonized. They need to be taken down because they're in the way of their power blocks. And that includes your free speech and the free press and the electoral college and every structure in government. Anything that gets in their way, we've got to tear that down, just like they've been tearing down statues everywhere. Anything that has to do with our culture, anything that has to do with our legal system, that has to be erased to make way for their power. Before we get back to that real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we have as part of our mega sale. We have half off, 50% off, all InfoWars Life supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have doubled the Patriot points to get discounts on further purchases. And we have free shipping store-wide. So all of our InfoWars Life supplements, all the things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Bodies, Super Blue, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, all of those, 50% off. We double the discount points, the Patriot points that you get on that, and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you are our sponsors, and we really do appreciate your support. It's one of the reasons that we have put this down so deeply discounted at this point in time. All right, let's talk about, as we said, they're coming after the Electoral College. You heard Beto say, well, I think there may be a lot of wisdom in what Elizabeth Warren is saying. Only Beto O'Rourke could think that Elizabeth Warren was wise. And, of course, he clearly doesn't understand the basis of the Electoral College. Amazingly, Andrew Yang does. He said, well, you know, the only campaign in the urban centers. We don't want to see that. Yeah, it's about keeping everything from being consolidated. They not only didn't want all power to be consolidated in Washington, you know, we have other areas that it could be consolidated in as well. It could be consolidated in the urban areas, which is exactly what would happen. The founders were so concerned that we were going to have an all-powerful federal government like we do have today, that they divide the federal government into three parts, and then they also divided the power, the political power, between the federal government, between the people, and between the states. That's why the states directly appointed senators. That's why you had the House of Representatives as the representation for the general population. And then you had the federal government as the third power center. And they wanted to divide that into three parts as well. And now everything has turned, instead of these competing power centers to keep one area from dominating the other, now you have everything arranged into a pyramid with basically an all-seeing eye at the top. But Schumer is out there saying, well, it's vital for us to take back the Senate. But it's not going to be easy. It never is in the Senate, because the rural states get the same number of senators as the urban, the bigger states. Well, that was by design. And so, you know, he's out there trying to push against the Electoral College as well. It's one of these things like reparations that virtually all of the Democrat candidates are pushing for, along with other aspects of socialism and communism. Steve Cohen was on CNN talking about the Electoral College. And again, just like this commentator from ESPN saying, oh, it's all about slavery and it was conceived in sin. Now, here's what he had to say on CNN.
The country is different than it was when the Constitution was drafted. And when the Constitution was drafted, a lot of it had to do with slavery. The slave states wanted equal representation in the Senate because they wanted to keep slavery. The slave states wanted to have an electoral college to where the members that they had in Congress counted towards the vote of president, where the slaves counted as two-thirds. In a popular vote, they would count as zero. So the slave states didn't want a popular election because their slaves wouldn't count toward voting, and the slave states would have less votes. This is all conceived in sin and in perpetuating slavery on the American people and on the African-American people directly. We need to give the people who understand from town halls like Elizabeth Warren had in Memphis on Sunday and in Jackson and I think today in Birmingham the opportunity to vote. And as Senator Warren said, this doesn't give the people in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles the right to decide who wins. It gives everybody that's not in one of the targeted states in the Electoral College the opportunity to have their vote count.
Well, there you have the factually challenged commentators from CNN, just like the ESPN commentator. He doesn't even have his facts straight. He says, well, it gives them, two-thirds, the slaves counted as two-thirds for representation. No, it was actually three-fifths. And it undermined the power of the slave states. And it wasn't even about balancing the power between the slave and the non-slave states. It was about balancing power between state government. The federal government was created by sovereign states. Just as sovereign states created the United Nations, and the United Nations is trying to eradicate the sovereignty of those states right now. The same governments, the same sovereign states that created the United Nations are being shoved to the side. Just as we see with the European Union. It always happens that way. That was the essence of the fight that was going on. It wasn't even about slavery. Slavery was a component of it. But as I've said before, we had a civil war that happened at exactly the same time in Italy for exactly the same reasons. A fight between agrarian and industrial interests. A fight to create a unified nation state rather than an agrarian state that had power centers that had essentially grown up out of the old city states that had been there. They had regional power bases. And so this was an attempt to keep everything from turning into a consolidated pyramid scheme, which is what we now have. And these people are lying up one side and down the other, demonized, saying it was conceived in sin. Again, this is just like reparations. They want to not only tear down the foundations of our society, destroy the Constitution. Beto O'Rourke was out there yesterday saying, well, you know, we've got this empire. We're all over the place, you know, fighting. I just don't know that the Constitution, as old as it is up to the task of governing the American empire. Well, I agree with you, Beto. I don't want an American empire. I'd rather have the Constitution. It was not about an American empire. They didn't want an imperial American government to rule over the sovereign states that had created it in the first place. And the militias were to be under the control of the states, trained by the states as a check against consolidated, centralized power. But there's another aspect of this that is even more devious. And again, I referred to it earlier, the citizenship question. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is jumping in on that as she says, well, you know, we have to have the citizenship question. You know, she agrees with the judge who says you can't ask people anymore the question that we used to always ask as part of the census. Because what was the purpose of the census? It was to allocate representation. You take a census and you say, okay, well, this state has this many and that state has that many, so we're going to allocate congressional seats based on that. They don't want that to happen. The sanctuary states want to count foreign citizens who are living here illegally. Because even if they can't have them vote, if they count the citizens, they get more representation in California, in New York, and other places like that. They get more power in Congress, even if they don't give the vote to the citizens. But they're going to do that. She says, illegal aliens residing in my district are my constituents. And so the citizenship question this guy asked her leads to a problem that aliens, foreign citizens, citizens of another government, citizens of Guatemala or El Salvador come here. You're going to count them in terms of representation in the U.S. government? It leads to the problem that aliens who do not actually reside in the U.S., not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, according to the 14th Amendment, in other words, are still counted for congressional apportionment services. She said, of course, they reside in the U.S. They reside in my district. They are my constituents, and they are her ticket to power. And if we let that judge's decision stand, it will be their ticket to power as well. We have to stop letting these judges act as dictators. We have to stop letting them blackball the Constitution and every single thing that President Trump does. President Trump, as I've said before, loves Andrew Jackson. Well, act like him, President Trump. When the Supreme Court ruled against Andrew Jackson, even when he was wrong about the Cherokee relocation, the Supreme Court had reversed itself. In just 1 year, they reversed themselves. It's just an opinion. And that's what he said. Well, they've given their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. President Trump needs to do that. Instead, and we'll talk about this when we come back. Instead, President Trump is out there picking fights with a dead man and the husband of a staffer. He needs to get focused on the primary issues here. Yeah, I don't like John McCain. He's been rejected multiple times by the American public, but he's dead. Let's move on. You got Romney out there, who is just like McCain. Both of them were put up as the hedge candidates in case the chosen one, Obama, was not elected. They wanted to make somebody that was still going to be a servant of the deep state. He's out there defending McCain against President Trump.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist, who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, when we look at this reparations, they keep throwing this stuff out. They never have, you can never pin down Elizabeth Warren or anybody else on exactly what they're going to do about this. They don't want a solution. They have no solutions. As I said before, you can't even with accuracy trace somebody who is black or white back to somebody who is a slave or a slave owner. In most cases, you've got people who are of mixed race here in the United States. Or you got people who are immigrants who came over before or after slavery. So regardless of even if they are totally black or totally white, they may have absolutely no connection to that. So it's absolutely impossible for them to enforce. And yet they continue to demagogue on this. Why? Because the real purpose is to virtue signal. The real purpose is to use race as a path, racism as a path to power. And in the process, they don't care if they create a civil war. We've seen the same type of thing that has been put into place in South Africa. And it's always these same people who, when we look at what's going on with New Zealand, they're out there using white supremacy as a dog whistle for Trump supporters everywhere. And so you have Elizabeth Warren at the same time saying housing should be a basic human right and going back to the housing crash. Elizabeth Warren was going to rein in the big banks, right? The big banks that were too big to fail. The big banks that were too big to jail. You know, we had them involved in money laundering for drug cartels and for terrorist organizations. You had HSBC convicted multiple times of that, even after they were hit the first time. They continued to do it. They actually created a system, hired a bunch of people who didn't know anything about any kind of detective work, and then created a database that they put extra characters in so that it wouldn't match up particular terms of places or people. They put a period in, or they put an extra space in that people wouldn't notice so that it wouldn't flag those particular transactions. HSBC continued to maintain a window where El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel could go to launder money. They had their own private window. And you had people like James Comey, before he became FBI director, was on their board of directors. That's the kind of entrenched corruption that we had. The people that were too big to jail. They were also too big to fail. So Elizabeth Warren comes in and says, we're going to protect that. We're going to protect you from that. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. We're going to have the Consumer Financial Protection Board. What did that do? That created a whole bunch of rules and regulations that drove out the small to medium-sized banks out of the business in massive amounts, leaving even more power in the hands of the biggest banks. How did they get to be too big to fail? Well, that goes back to the Clinton administration. He removed Glass-Steagall, which said you can't get involved in speculative things here and be federally protected in terms of your mortgages at the same time. They removed that. He also green-lighted the biggest bank merger that we'd ever had at that point in time. It was between Nations Bank and Bank of America. Nations Bank was a North Carolina bank. Bank of America was a California bank. They said, you allow those two big banks to merge, you're going to set off a trigger that's going to just consolidate the banking. And So it all came from the Democrats, came from the Clintons. It was exacerbated by Elizabeth Warren. Her reform actually made the problem worse. Drudge used to have a list every year. You know, 400 banks went out this year. 500 banks went out this year after she pushed through these regulations. And now she's out there saying housing should be a basic human right. No, no, our basic human rights are things like free speech that you don't support, Elizabeth Warren. Our basic human rights are things like our ability to defend ourselves that you don't support. Those are natural rights that we possess as humans. Those are God-given rights that we possess as humans. We have negative prohibitions against the government from taking away our God-given rights, but they want to turn that around and upside down just like the Electoral College and say, no, you have a positive right to be given all of this stuff by the government. And the way the government does it is to steal it from other people first and then to steal it from you. Do you think you're going to get this stuff for free because they're going to steal from your neighbor?
The globalist, the eugenicist are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the upcoming debates. What is the criteria for getting in the Democrat debates? And it is becoming a very crowded reality TV show at this point. They've come up with an interesting criteria. They have to have 65,000 donors in order to make the cut. Now, at first glance, that looks kind of like a good idea, right? I mean, how do you fairly determine this? And it's kind of like saying, well, you've got broad-based support here. You know, you don't have just two or three billionaires. You don't have maybe just a billionaire father-in-law like Beto O'Rourke. I mean, when you look at the way the media is fawning over him with the amount of money that he won, yeah, his winnings in the first round of Jeopardy. You had Bernie Sanders get $6 million. So he had to do better than Bernie Sanders. So he got $6.1 million. Now, I don't know how that was distributed because he's got a father-in-law who's one of the wealthiest people in the country. He is the Warren Buffett of the real estate business. And he is a multi-billionaire. So I don't know, you know, how they laundered this stuff through, but it's actually interesting that even to the extent as they're looking at broad base of support as a criteria to get involved in the debates, there's even a way to game that system. So you can game getting into the game. So you need 65,000 donors. As the Washington Post is pointing out, you have a guy, former Congressman John Delaney. So it looks a bit like an infomercial. He's standing up in front of a whiteboard and an online video, and he says, here's how you can double your money by donating to my campaign. Give me a dollar, and I will donate $2 to your charity of choice. Wow, that's great. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's just like Social Security. I'm sure the Democrats will just line up for that, just like they line up for free money. What a surprise that Andrew Yang can get 3,000 people, mostly millennials, to line up and if he promises them free money every month for doing nothing. And so this guy's saying, give me a dollar and I'll give two to your charity of choice. And how can he do that? Well, of course, he's got some big donors. They're going to give him lots of money. And so then he can parse that out so that he can meet his $65,000 donor limit in order to get into the debates. They've got 15 people who have already said that they're running for president. You've got the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I mean, this is not even, you know, de Blasio went to a campaign meeting, as I reported yesterday. They said, well, he only had 20 people show up to hear him. No, he only had 6 people in the audience. 14 of the people were on the panel. And then he had another 6 people from the media. So he's got 14 people on the panel, 6 people from the media, and 6 people in the audience. You outnumber the audience by nearly 3-1. And, but of course he's entitled because he's the mayor of New York City. And no matter how much of a failure he is, he's too big to fail. If he's the mayor of New York City, he should be running for president, of course, right? Even if he's a communist, even if he broke the U.S. laws at the time and went to Cuba so he could honeymoon with Castro. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? He'd rather be with Castro than his wife, I guess. No cigars for her. Anyway, he says, it's really simple. It's actually a pretty good idea, said the Maryland Democrat. You just give me $1, give $2 to your choice of charity. And so you've got people like Andrew Yang. He's got a counter on his homepage to make sure that he gets 65,000 donors. Same thing with this Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He's so obscure. South Bend, Indiana. I don't. How does that get him qualified to run for president? I have no idea. Marianne Williamson. What's her qualification for running for president? Well, she is a self-help guru. And then you have Julian Castro, whose qualification is he was a former housing secretary and son of one of the founders of La Raza. Everything for the race above everything else, the Hispanic race. That is the racist organization that his mother helped to found. She had 2 boys, twins. One of them is a congressman, San Antonio. The other one was handpicked to be the housing secretary. And they are also on track to qualify. Tulsi Gabbard is saying, well, we got to have 65,000 individual contributors. So she's asking all of her donors to find at least 10 people to chip in $1. So everybody, you just put in $1 and you can get, it's going to be an interesting reality show. It is going to be pretty interesting. You're going to have a self-help guru, mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Julian Castro. It's going to be kind of interesting, but you know, I think it really ought to be open like that. I really do, honestly. And, maybe they'll get some different issues out there. I do agree that we need to be talking about some different problems that are coming up. And I'm glad that Andrew Yang is talking about UBI. I asked him to come on the program about a year ago as he announced his candidacy. He was the first one to announce. I said, good, you want to talk about UBI? That's a problem that you want to talk about the Greater Depression that's going to be coming from AI and robotic automation? Let's talk about that. I don't think that UBI is a solution. He said yes, then he chickened out. He doesn't really want to debate on that. I don't think he's got the answer. I don't think he's got a solution to this. What he's offering millennials is not even a participation trophy. It is a non-participation trophy. It's a method for them to live in their uncle's basement forever. That uncle being Uncle Sam. And when we talk about income, it truly is basic. It's $1,000 a month. What are you going to do with $1,000 a month? It's a freedom dividend. And so he had 3,000 people show up for the free lunch. Guess what? There is no such thing as a free lunch, folks. The crowd of mostly millennials, reported the San Francisco Chronicle, who want to live in their uncle's basement forever. The Yang Gang, they call themselves. The Yang Gang. And so it's going to be an interesting debate. All these dark horse candidates coming in. And as we look at the way that they're going to try to rig this to win, I talked about this yesterday, Nancy Pelosi saying 16-year-olds ought to be allowed to vote. Well, please explain to us then whether or not we should, since we're going to say 16-year-olds are mature enough to be allowed to vote, should we include then the writings of Beto when he was about that age, when he was fantasizing about running over people with his car? He's going through like a teen child, a Charles Manson phase or something. And I'm looking at that and it's like, this guy is a certifiable psychopath. You know, one of the indicators of somebody who's going to grow up to be a mass murderer is that at a young age, they torture animals. They've found that pretty much to be a consistent psychological character trait of people like that. Now, if you've got a guy who wants to have possession of the nuclear football, and going back to when Nixon left office, we had Henry Kissinger and Arthur Schlesinger telling everybody he's been pretty depressed lately. He's been drinking a lot. If he gives you any orders about that nuclear football, come talk to us first. That was the coup right there. You know, he was already essentially out of office because that really is the torch of power. And I don't know if that torch of power should be handed to somebody who, like, you know, as a teenager, able to write coherently, was writing the kind of stuff that Beto O'Rourke was writing. That really does, I'm seriously concerns me. If you're going to say it was just youthful indiscretion, then let's not let other people vote at the age of 16. You know, they don't want them to purchase a gun. They don't want them to join the military. But of course they are going to allow them to vote. Why? Because they can manipulate them. Nancy Pelosi knows that they're going to be very, very susceptible to peer pressure. They're going to be susceptible to the pressure of the teachers in the class more so than to their parents. The teachers are reliably socialist in their leanings, and that's why they want them. I mean, they don't even want them to drive. They do everything they can to keep young people from driving. So they can't drive, they can't have a gun, they can't get in the military, but we want them to vote because they are our ticket to power. Now, these are, even when you go beyond the teenagers, you go up to the millennials. I'm still not sure about this. You know, we had an article that was on Drudge Report today saying you don't become an adult until you're 30 years old. And I think this article from studyfinds.org underscores that when you look at the concerns of millennials. Losing their phone, that's the fourth most concerning thing in their life, losing their phone.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products. And together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at why Andrew Yang is called the Ross Perot for millennials. And remember, we're talking about a group of people who, according to the latest survey, you look at the 20 things that stress them the most. Four out of the 20, and these are four out of actually the top 14, involve their phones. losing their phone, slow Wi-Fi, phone battery dying, actually five. Forgetting their password. So four out of the top 10, out of the top eight, are phone-based, things that stress them. The number one is losing their wallet and credit card, losing their credit card. Well, you won't have to worry about losing your credit card if you vote for Wang. Wang's going to give you a free universal basic income. Just go straight to the banks. But losing a credit card and arguing with your partner, that's number one and two. Commuting is very stressful because you still have to drive those cars. When are they going to get universal self-driving cars to go along with the universal basic income? I think we should stop calling them millennials and start calling them Eloy because they are these mindless little pink things that want to be taken care of. And so, like I said, the top four out of the top eight, losing their phone, slow Wi-Fi, phone battery dying, forgetting their passwords are the things that stress them out. And then you can add also number 14 is the phone screen breaking. That is, oh, I hate that one. And those all take precedent over things like paying their school loan. That's way down at 17. Or the check engine light coming on. Or job security or whatever. Yeah, you know, don't worry about the car if it's working or not. What is that check engine light about anyway? I don't know. Frankly, I don't worry about that. But let's take a look at Andrew Yang, the Ross Perot for millennials. There's an article on TheWeek.com. And Matthew Walther is just gushing about Andrew Yang. He says, you know how sometimes you come across something that you never thought would exist, only to realize that you've been dreaming of it for years without knowing it? Like that amazing country album, The Supremes Cut in 1965? Well, that's how I discovered the Democrat presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, also known as Ross Perot for millennials. Yes, Andrew Yang for hipster millennials. Hipster millennials. Even with the obscure album reference that he's got there. And I'm sure he's got that in vinyl too, doesn't he? Don't you think he's got that in vinyl? So he says, you just go to the policy tab. And it's just you could spend hours going through his website on the policy tab because it's just a policy wonk's dream. Listen to all the things that he wants to do. He supports universal health care. Of course, he's a Democrat. Reform of the student loan industry. Of course, he's a Democrat. And, you know, that's free money for these kids, and we'll take care of your student loans. Implementation of a postal banking system, a free financial counseling for Americans. You know, those eliminate robocalling. One of the other things that stresses out millennials, they just hate that robocalling. Increase public funding for the arts and for local newspapers. Protect children from smartphones. Pay college athletes. And because we want a fair share of taxes, let's impose a VAT. Value-added tax, like they got in Europe, because that works out so well for them. And he goes on to say, well, you know, if you look at his website versus Beto O'Rourke, Beto O'Rourke is just selling T-shirts. No, Wang, I'll tell you what Wang is selling. Wang is selling Yang. Yeah, Yang, Wang, whatever. Thank you, Travis. Yang. Yang is selling sophistry and a nanny state. This is the fantasy that one guy is so smart that he can solve all the problems in your life. No matter how many, how detailed, how diverse, Yang has got the answer to all of these things. Universal healthcare. What happens with the postal system? And how we're going to protect kids from smartphones. And listen to this. He says, you hate fake news? Well, Yang has got a solution for that too. We're going to have a news and information ombudsman. We could just call him a czar. That's what these people typically do. They're not really even concerned about embracing the tyrannical label of czar. But he calls him an ombudsman. Now, that's a little bit more palatable to millennials, right? And this guy says, a kind of imperial fact checker. Who would award media liars heavy fines? Wait a minute, didn't we just have Putin do that in Russia? You mean Yang is like Putin? I don't, you know, why are we cheering this guy? He wants to have somebody sit there. We're going to have an imperial fact checker. Maybe, you know, Morris Deese has just been kicked out of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He's available. We could use him as the imperial fact checker. Or maybe it could be some other, shill. One person is going to decide what is fact and what isn't and going to award fines accordingly. We just had Putin do that. And of course, that is the instinct of all these people. They know better than you. Wang, obviously, Yang, I keep calling him Wang. Yang obviously knows better than you about all these things. He can set everything in your life. He can solve every problem. And this is the fatal fantasy that people in the Republican Party are suffering from as well. President Trump is not going to solve all of our problems. The office of presidency already has taken too much of our lives. Washington has taken too much control of our lives. And we keep thinking that we can get the control back if we send some messiah to Washington to make everything better for us. Well, guess what? The one thing that they are never going to give us is liberty. Liberty is never given. It is taken. As Thomas Jefferson, the founder, said, we're not going to be transported on a featherbed to a state of liberty. You're going to have to fight for it because these people who have control over your life are never going to give it up. And you set up some kind of an imperial fact checker who will award media liars heavy fines, in the words of Matthew Walther. Give me a break. How much worse could it possibly get with all this stuff? Just as I was saying, about President Trump and his criticism of Saturday Night Live yesterday. It's like, don't turn them into heroes. The vast majority of people think that they are too politicized. They're not funny. They're not entertaining. Don't make them martyrs, President Trump. Don't go with these authoritarian instincts like the Democrats already have. The Democrats are embracing control of our speech and censorship to a way that I never thought I would see people openly doing in this country. And Yang is just the latest one to do that. He even wants to tell us what to do with our abandoned malls. He's ever wonder what we're going to do with all the abandoned shopping malls littered across the country, says this guy? Well, check out the page on his website for his American Mall Act. He's got every problem. He's got a solution to every single problem. You don't have to take any responsibility for your life. He'll give you universal basic income. He'll solve everything, including the empty mall problem. Yeah, we got a different kind of mall problem. The Mall of America is turned into the Somali of America. Or I guess you could just say as it turns into Little Mogadishu. It already happened in the Scandinavian countries with a massive Somalian population. We could just change the spelling to M-A-U-L. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, there's one thing that I really didn't go into detail about. Yeah, Andrew Yang has solutions for everything, including what we're going to do with our abandoned malls. He's got a proposed mall act. He wants to control every single detail, every problem in our life. He's got a solution for it. And I was calling him Wang. I guess it was a subconscious reference because I saw this thing about how he's supporting ending circumcision. I'm thinking of him as Andrew Wanker. And maybe he was inspired by this Peckergate situation with Jeff Bezos. He should change his name to Bezos, right? Kiss. It was her brother. It wasn't a conspiracy by President Trump. Peckergate was actually the brother of his girlfriend. Now, he says he didn't actually put out the naked selfies, but he, for $200,000, he gave up the texts from his sister. But not the pictures. No, I wouldn't do the pictures. But maybe that's what inspired Andrew Wanker to come up with his position on circumcision. Maybe we should just ban cameras on phones. Maybe that's the appropriate response. Let's run that by Andrew Yang. Maybe he could incorporate that into his platform as well. Let's just ban selfie capability off of the phones. Because, you know, that's a problem, obviously. Especially for some of our most important people. No, actually, the real solution for millennials is capitalism. Sorry, millennials. I know you don't like that word. But it's actually capitalism, it's actually freedom, it's actually choice, it's persuasion, not coercion, not having some information czar, as Andrew Yang says, who's going to sit there and decide what's real news and what's fake news and hand out censorship and a fine to people. We're going full Russia here, full Russia, just like Putin. Andrew Yang is not Perot. Andrew Yang is Putin. Just look at his policies. Yeah, you know, I wonder, this guy didn't say anything about the North American Union or NAFTA or any of that stuff. That was the central aspect of Ross Perot. And he was right. It has been a giant sucking sound. But I don't know where Andrew Yang is on that. I just wanted to talk to him about UBI. I didn't know that he had all of our problems solved, including our malls. Yeah, capitalism will save the millennials. Is very different from the socialism that is being promised by everybody in the Democrat Party, including Andrew Yang. Quite frankly, folks, when we look at universal basic income, let's just call it what it is. It's communism. Communism. You know, we had the article that hit, I think it was on Monday. The U.S. now has more millionaires than Sweden has people. Isn't Sweden the poster child for socialism's success? Well, no, actually it isn't. As I reported before, they now have their much vaunted national health care system. They're telling women because they're not able to afford to keep all these hospitals open, especially with all of the refugees that they brought into Sweden who are burning down their cities with open borders. I wonder, you know, when we look at that, is that the U.S. now has more millionaires than Sweden has people? Is that including the people that they brought in who are burning down their cities, is that including the foreign citizens who are now the refugees living amongst them or not? I don't know, but the extra social services are breaking them. See, Sweden has been living off of the stored reserves of people of a productive society that before socialism. And eventually you run out of other people's money. The Swedes are running out of the money that was set aside for them. It's think of it as a capitalist trust fund that they are now rapidly burning through as their cities are being burned down by the extra people that are there. No, there is no solution that's going to save people that is tied to socialism. And Andrew Yang does not have the answers for the millennials. Let's talk about the mandates that are being put out there left and right, but mostly left by the Democrats. We now have the Democrats out there openly trying to put into law what they were slapped down by the Supreme Court recently for doing. And remember, we go back to the Colorado baker who had a business that was open. People could come in there and buy anything off the shelf. But people came in there and said, we want you to custom make a cake for our gay wedding. So that's against my religious beliefs. I'm not going to do it. So they sued him. They took it to the Colorado so-called human rights thing, and they said, well, their relationship here trumps your religious rights. And that's now what the Democrats are trying to put into law. The Supreme Court shut that down. And, of course, after they did that, he goes back to Colorado. They had a transgender guy come in and said, this is the anniversary of my transgenderism, my traniversary. I want you to bake a cake for that. And he said, nope. They took him right back to the same human rights court. And I guess somebody read the news reports to the Colorado Human Rights Board and said, you guys just lost at the Supreme Court, not even a month or so ago, with the same guy. I don't think you're going to win this one. And so they gave it up. But now they've got a different tactic. The Democrats are now, this is a House bill that specifically forbids raising religious free exercise as a claim or a defense to the LGBT agenda. It's a Democrat-sponsored bill in the House. It's called the Equality Act. Remember, it was just yesterday I was talking about the newly minted hijab-wearing Somali representative for Sweden. And people there were having a lot of problems with her because she wanted everybody to register their religion, their sexual preference, and all in the name of equality. It was a tactic for control being put forward by their equivalent to Ilhan Omar in Sweden. This Democrat-sponsored bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by striking the word sex and inserting sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, and so forth as protected classes throughout the federal code. So right now, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 says you're not going to discriminate against people based on religion and race and sex. Now they want to get rid of sex and say you're not going to discriminate based on sexual orientation, on gender identity, and so forth. It would apply to employment, to housing, to rental, to public accommodation, many other things. Christian schools would be targeted. A church would be forced to allow a man into a woman's restroom. They would force churches to support same-sex weddings. It would force Christian adoption agencies to send a baby home for adoption with two men. It would ban a counselor from speaking about his or her experience of freedom from homosexual sin through faith in Christ, and on and on and on. You notice a trend here? Force, 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 ban, force, ban. That's the Democrats for you. They're not pro-choice. The only choice they want you to choose, the only choice that they want you to be free to choose, is to choose to kill your child. That's the only choice that they stand for. In every other respect, they are anti-choice. They're anti-religion, especially anti-Christian. Oh, they want to embrace Islam, because that's going to be a useful power base for them for the time being. But Islam is antithetical to everything that they say that they stand for. It's antithetical to women's rights. It's antithetical to the LGBT agenda. It's antithetical to all of that. They don't want any of those things. They want power, and they will get it by any means, including a civil war. Let's take a look at vaccines, because they're not pro-choice on vaccines either. We've got an Italian politician that people in Italy are crowing about because he was against vaccine mandates. He called them Stalinist. He said authorities should try to convince people, you know, persuasion instead of coercion. Give people choice instead of forcing them to do this. Well, he came down with chickenpox. Chickenpox vaccine didn't exist when he was a child. His children are vaccinated. He's just saying, I'm against forced vaccination. And it is a lot more serious thing if you get it as an adult. It's not a serious childhood disease. Anything can become serious, even the flu. But the flu vaccine is one of the things that kills more people than anybody else. It was just a couple of days ago. I talked about $110 million paid out in just the first quarter alone by the Department of Justice to people who were injured by vaccines.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and I want to talk about some health issues here, some freedom issues. Life and liberty go together. As Thomas Jefferson said, the hand of force can destroy both of them, either of them, but cannot disjoin them. There is no life without liberty, and there certainly is no liberty without life. So we're going to talk about these two issues coming to the forefront now. We've just had a California jury find that Roundup caused a man's cancer, and this is the second time that a jury has come to that determination. Wouldn't it be nice if people could sue about vaccine injuries? Oh, no, we're not going to even talk about the possibility of that. We're not going to talk about the reality of that. That will be covered up. The profits will be privatized by the corporations, but the losses will be, as the Democrats like to say, socialized. They will be paid for by the taxpayers. And that's precisely what is happening in the vaccine arena to people who are damaged and killed by vaccine adverse reactions. They do happen. $110 million paid out in the first quarter of 2019 alone by the Department of Justice to people who were harmed or killed with adverse reactions to vaccinations. Oh, but of course they're perfectly safe. There's no risk at all, right? No, there's a risk to everything. They just don't tell you the truth about anything. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, you do have a choice. You have a choice. You can have independent free media. You can have free speech. You can have a free press. Or you can have people like Andrew Yang set up an information czar who will determine what is true and what is false, and he will shut down and censor and fine anybody that he doesn't agree with. And that's what the Democrats all want to do, quite frankly. He's the only one honest enough to say it, or maybe stupid enough to say it, kind of like occasional Cortex. Don't tell them we're going there. Don't tell them that we're going to ban all airplanes and cars and all these. Don't say that. Don't say you're going to ban meat. Save that for later. You got to get power first, and then you tell them later. I know you're Congresswoman, but you don't rule the world yet. You're not the boss yet. No, Andrew Yang and Occasional Cortex really are honest with people, and good for them. We do need people telling us where these things are. You don't believe me, maybe you can believe these people who are putting forward these policies. But they are going to take away your free speech. They're already doing it in the wake of this New Zealand shooting. They're very proud of this. As a matter of fact, the New Zealand Prime Minister is saying, well, we are censoring people because we don't want to give any celebrity status to this guy, any recognition to this guy who actually pulled off the killing. You know, I've talked about that extensively for the first 2 days this week. I've avoided it today. I'll do an update tomorrow. But I didn't talk about the New Zealand shooting today. But I've talked about it very extensively on Monday and Tuesday, and I've never mentioned that guy's name. And I don't intend to. I don't need to. I don't need to give him notoriety. But folks, the bottom line, the thing you have to understand is the Facebook massacre. And it was done because Facebook exists. It was done for Facebook. It was done on Facebook. And yet Facebook is not being punished. You have BitChute being punished. You have 8chan being punished. You have 4chan being punished. You have Gab and Dissenter being punished. Why? Because they said they will not censor. Now, 8chan and 4chan, they link to it. So what? Yeah, you got Ross Ulbricht, who's serving 3 life sentences because he was running a website. We said this was going to happen. And now this is the next level after Ross Ulbricht. And now they are going to say, well, you had a link, so we're going to shut you down to this information. It's information they don't want you to see. And I showed you why they don't want you to see it. There's a lot of questions about that video's authenticity. And that doesn't mean there's questions about the authenticity of the deaths. It just means that they've got an agenda here. They've got a narrative that they want to put out. And that whole point of putting it out on Facebook, putting out a video that, quite frankly, I don't believe the video is authentic. I believe the shooting is. I don't believe the video is. But they wanted to use that as a method to shut down free speech, and they're doing it. They're saying to Dissenter, you say you're not going to censor people linking to it or posting stuff about that? Well, we'll shut you down. But not Facebook. Facebook is going to be their partner in shutting people down. The people who hosted the video. That should raise all kinds of flags to you. So folks, if you want to keep free speech, if you want to keep free press, become one of our sponsors. Buy the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You still have a choice about health products like this, and you can get all of our InfoWars Life supplements now, 50% off and free shipping and double Patriot points, which are going to give you discounts in the future. So even though the price is half off, the Patriot points are doubled, and you get free shipping on things like BrainForce Plus, on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, on the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, on Knockout, All Natural Sleep Aid, DNA Force Plus, big savings, 50% off, all Super Blue products with nano silver to fight virus and bacteria, toothpaste, mouthwash, a salve, that type of thing. Alpha Powder, Alpha Power, Bod Ease, Super Male Vitality, all of those, 50% off, and many, many more. Free shipping and double the Patriot points at InfoWars Store right now. Mega sale. Okay, so we've got the Democrats out there saying, we've got this no-fly list. Let's see how else we can use this. One of the first stories I did when I came here to InfoWars was a guy who was stranded in Hawaii. He didn't know he was on the no-fly list. He actually flew there on a military transport to visit his wife in Japan. It was a stopover point to visit his wife in Japan. She was in the military. And so he's flying on a military plane. He goes from the U.S. to Hawaii. He gets off that plane. He gets on the next plane. And just before it takes off, they pull him off. Say, you can't fly. You're on the no-fly list. What? How'd that happen? He'd been vetted by TSA. He'd been vetted for gun purchases by the FBI recently. There was absolutely no reason. He couldn't get any answers to how he got on it. It is a star chamber process, folks. A secret court secretly put him on a list. He couldn't get any answers from anybody as to why he was put on that list. He couldn't get any answers for how he could get off of it or if he was ever taken off of it. And it created a great deal of problems for him because even Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, when she saw Alexandria in Wonderland talking about her Green New Deal, she goes, you're going to ban all airplanes? That would be a problem for those of us in Hawaii. Yeah, he figured that out firsthand as well. It creates a big problem how to get out of there. But they want to extend this now. Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand both want to be president, and they've got solutions just like Andrew Yang is going to even solve all of our problems about what to do with our empty malls. They've got solutions for every aspect of your life, especially when it comes to defending yourself. So if you're on the no-fly list because some secret judicial process, some star chamber somewhere put you on the no-fly list, now we're going to extend that. We're going to make it so that you can't buy guns. And we can probably use your gun ownership to put you on a no-fly list as well. You know that's how it's going to work, ultimately, right? They can look at social media. Oh, this guy owns a gun. Let's put him on the list. No fly, no buy, no drive, no nothing. We got a New York judge, of course, came out a week ago saying, if you don't get your kids vaccinated, you can't go back. Now, these are not kids who have measles saying you can't go to school because you got measles. These are just kids who parents say, we don't want to vaccinate the kids. Well, then these 40 students in New York and Rockland County cannot go back to school because a judge says so. Well, I've got an article here that came out 2 days after that from childrenshealthdefense.org. They point out that according to a top Mayo Clinic researcher, there is no one-size-fits-all for vaccines. He said that's not usually acknowledged, but vaccines work differently in each of us. We have demographic factors. We have people have a different immune response to different vaccines. They found that African Americans produce more rubella antibodies than other racial and ethnic groups. And maybe, he said, they only need half the size dose of a vaccine that we give to Caucasians. If you give them the same amount, you're going to be giving them double what they really need. So this is one of the reasons why some people have a very lethal reaction to vaccines. Others don't have any reaction at all. They lose their immunity. They said they studied why a range of immune responses occur following a measles vaccine. They found that children who had received one dose of measles vaccine, that measles immunity waned significantly more rapidly in children that had asthma than did with those who didn't have asthma. Same thing for mumps. They produced lower antibody levels if the children had asthma. And, of course, the tragic story of parents whose kids died. We just had a case of that in Samoa last July. Two children dying instantly after they were vaccinated. One died. The mother said, I don't want my child vaccinated. The other one, it's no problem. It forced her to do it. Her child died in her arms instantly. Then they scapegoated the nurses. Said, it wasn't properly stored. That's another risk factor.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now
Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.